All right, we're going to continue down. We've got about 15 minutes before we begin the open public process. I'm going to look to Mr. Matt Snyder to see if he would be available. He's already up here for our roundup recap. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Let Chris pull up. I just got a few slides to share with you on the 58th annual Governor's Buffalo Roundup and Arts Festival this year. To sum it up, it was an amazing event. It went very well. This was my 12th roundup and probably the best one ever. Just the Buffalo reacted the way they were supposed to. Things went well. We were able to get a record number of people parked prior to the start of the roundup, which is always kind of it went well. So with that, next slide, Chris. So as I said, it was just a huge success. Kudos to the staff and all the department staff that came from across the area to help us with this. It's not just Custer State Park staff that pulls this off. We rely on everybody, wildlife staff as well as park staff from across the state to come and help us with this event. So it was greatly appreciated. As you can see from the pictures, we get a few characters there. The guy in the Buffalo hat, I think, has been around for a number of years. And this is something that we've noticed where people come back every year. There's a lot of first timers, but there's a lot of repeat people that continually love this event. So as I said, record numbers, we were at 22,590. We're up about 500 visitors from the last time we set a record, and that was on the 50th anniversary in 2015. And the comment right now is, why did you set a record this year? It was the 58th. I says, I don't know, but hang on for the 60th. Because, you know, no reason other than the weather was just perfect. I mean, throughout the hills, it was just a beautiful weekend overall weather-wise and just a great event. So part of it, too, for the last 3 years, South Dakota Public Broadcasting has been live streaming this. As of yesterday, we had 71,000 hits that people have already gone back and watched it. So just a phenomenal thing. They keep increasing their coverage every year. Chris Hall does a great job of kind of being the moderator on that and making it interesting. So we appreciate all that. So it's gone really well. Just some other photos here. We rounded up roughly 1,500 animals, just over 1,500 animals this year. Everybody stayed on their horse. There was no injuries for horseback riders. All the vehicles came back in one piece, which is always great. We had a lot of vegetation this year, and there's a lot of hidden rocks out there. And things went well in that regard, so like to see that. So next one, Chris. And then the Arts Festival. We do an annual Arts Festival every year. We start this on Thursday, and we run it through Saturday. This year we saw a record number of vendors at over 170 vendors. I think in the past the biggest we've ever seen was right around 150. So anything you could possibly want was there this year, and vendors had great success. They were all happy. Sales were good for them, were strong. A lot of good entertainment under the big top that we have all 3 days as well. And then I think this was the third time we've been able to attract some balloonists to come in on Friday night, and they do a night lighting of the balloons. The weather was perfect. They were able to go up or put the envelopes up and do the lighting. One thing we're looking at doing next year for them is to keep the music going for an extra hour. The music ended that night at 7 o'clock when they started. We just feel like it'd be beneficial to keep the band going, keep people around, but yet you can still enjoy the balloons lighting. So, And then the crowds, we held them on Saturday. A lot of years we see kind of it starts to decline a little bit with the crowds on Saturday, but this year the Big Top stayed full until 4 o'clock when we were done. Vendors stayed around till the very end. There was no reason to pack up early because the people were still shopping and looking around. So just a great event. So, and then what's next? Next Tuesday we'll start working the animals. We basically, the whole reason we bring them in is to do the health check and the vaccinations and the branding of the calves and all that. So we will do that next week with staff. And then we'll prepare for the auction on November 4th, Saturday, November 4th. We do the video auction out of the theater as well as online. We're going to have a little over 500 animals to auction off this year of varying ages and gender, so should be a good deal. Our plan is to overwinter 960 animals. That's typically where we keep the herd for the winter months, and that's what we'll be doing again this year. Overall condition of the animals so far is what we've been seeing and looking is excellent condition. We had appropriate moisture this summer to to have them, give them plenty of grass. And Legion Lake Fire, we're still seeing the benefits of that from the areas that burned for some of that extra grazing potential. So with that, I will stand by for any questions.
Any questions for Matt about the Roundup? Matt, I have a couple questions for you. So folks that come, and it's turned into a huge event on a national scale, this is free for anybody who wants to attend, correct?
Correct. On Friday, it's free. We waived the park entrance license, and that was established and ruled through the commission years ago.
For the vendors, do we charge for the vendors to come in?
The vendors are charged, and that's ran through the resort company.
Okay.
So they do all that lineup, and I believe they charge $250, if I'm not mistaken, per vendor for the three-day event is what they charge them.
Okay. And all those funds go back to?
Go back to the resort company, and then we also, they pay their all their franchise fees and all that on those fees charged. So it, we get a take. I mean, the park gets a take of that at through that process. So,
and then could you just explain, I was out there the week leading up to the Roundup, and I could kind of see the work, the volunteers. How far in advance do you guys start preparing for this, and how many volunteers do you depend on?
Okay. Planning for this, basically within the next week, we'll have what we call an action after review. We sit down as a staff and talk about everything that went well and what maybe needs to be tweaked for next year. And then quite honestly, after the first of the year, we start sitting down and start lining up entertainment and everything else, and putting some of those things that came into play that need tweaked, we start looking at that and start working out a timeline. So it's about a 10-month process that we go through for planning. As far as setup for the actual event, we get through Labor Day weekend, we start setting up for the Roundup. You know, we start mowing the areas where we're parking people, signpost all of our temporary signs and all that start going into place. And then the week of, the tents usually start showing up on Monday, and it just keeps building up until Thursday when, well, vendors will start showing up on Wednesday, and it just keeps building. Something else we've seen over the last couple of years is visitors are starting to show up earlier. It's not just the day of event. Some of them are coming out the weekend prior and staying for the whole week. We're really starting to see an uptick, though, by Monday, Tuesday, of vendors are ready, or visitors are ready in the park. And that's why we go out on the viewing areas on starting on Wednesday or Tuesday already, excuse me, and have information tents set up for people to stop down there so they understand where they can park, what time we're going to be parking, and all those particulars. So.
And then you do utilize, there's some volunteers that help.
Yes, yes. The number of volunteers for that event, we're probably, we usually run a little over 100 volunteers during the course of the summer, and most of them stick around for the Roundup. So I would say we're right around 100 volunteers come in, and then we have all 30 of our staff come in, and then throughout the region, we probably bring in an extra 30 to 40 people of paid staff that come in, seasonals as well as permanent staff that help out for the event.
Excellent. Very good. Well, you can tell there's a lot of hard work that goes into it. Congrats to you and your staff.
Thank you.
Very good. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and when we come back, we will be ready for the public hearing and open forums.